Saturday, October 23rd, 2021. Friends, let's go heavy. Everybody loves it. Here we go. With a favorite lift, the back squat. We're going to do 5 sets of 5 with the back squat. Last time we did this was March 1st, 2021. If you want to go back and see exactly what you did for loading, rest periods, all that good stuff. Should you do it again like that? Should you make a different decision? Again, the data on Beyond the Whiteboard is phenomenal. If you haven't yet, please watch the video entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. It's linchpin conversation number 113. Covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all kinds of good stuff. We've got a video showing the back squat. Super fitness robot for this would be holding 70% or more of your one rep max across all sets. More likely, 50% or more of your one rep. Scaled option, still 5x5 back squat, but the great thing about scaling a heavy day like this is just keep reducing the loading. You get it all the way down to very light, or an empty barbell, or a PVC pipe, or a broom handle, and darn near everybody in the world could do a 5x5 back squat day. So just use it as a day to improve your technique. Limited equipment option, heavy day, no barbell, here we go. Ah, the trusty dumbbells. Not for time. 50 dumbbell squats, and then 50 meters of a dumbbell walking lunge. Pair of 50 pounders for the men, pair of 35s for the women. That will build animals. We've got a video showing those two movements. Do it because I care. No equipment workout. Not for time. 100 meters of an unweighted walking lunge. Rest 2 minutes. Then a great set of 100 air squats. Rest 2 minutes. And then a 2 minute static hold in the bottom of an air squat, right at parallel. Tight though, under tension. Not just plopped down there with your butt and hamstrings against your calves with no tension, like you're, you know, the catcher in a baseball game. That's not what we're talking about. A static hold under tension accumulating 2 minutes. That's gonna do it. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. V-ups, accumulate 50 to 75 repetitions of that. We've got a video showing that movement. And then the pistols, aka one-legged squats. 20 to 40 on the right leg, certainly does not need to be unbroken. 20 to 40 on the left leg, we've got a video showing that. And that's a movement that is demanding of flexibility and balance for sure. But you can certainly do it holding on to like a sturdy upright of a pull-up rig or a door frame or something and use that upper body assist to still get a nice single leg squat going, and then you'll get a lot of benefit out of that as well. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the leg, foam roller for the back and lats. And just like that, another week down. Thanks for being awesome. Thanks for being a part of Linchpin. I plan on enjoying my rest day tomorrow. I hope you do as well. And I will see you back here on Monday for more fun and for more fitness.